Sirius shook his head and said, "She's got the measure of Crouch better than you have, Ron. If you want to know what a man's like, take a good look at how he treats his inferiors, not his equals." He ran a hand over his unshaven face, evidently thinking hard. "All these absences of Barty Crouch's. He goes to the trouble of making sure his house elf saves him a seat at the Quidditch World Cup, but doesn't bother to turn up and watch. He works very hard to reinstate the Triwizard Tournament, and then stops coming to that too. It's not like Crouch. If he's ever taken a day off work because of illness before this, I'll eat buckbeak."
"Do you know Crouch, then?" said Harry.
Sirius's face darkened. He suddenly looked as menacing as he had the night when Harry first met him, the night when Harry still believed Sirius to be a murderer.
"Oh, I know Crouch all right," he said quietly. "He was the one who gave the order for me to be sent to Azkaban without a trial."
"What?" said Ron and Hermione together.
"You're kidding," said Harry.
"No, I'm not," said Sirius, taking another great bite of chicken. "Crouch used to be head of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement. Didn't you know?"
Harry, Ron, and Hermione shook their heads.
"He was tipped for the next Minister of Magic," said Sirius. "He's a great wizard, Barty Crouch, powerfully magical and power-hungry. Oh, never a Voldemort supporter," he said, reading the look on Harry's face. "No, Barty Crouch was always very outspoken against the dark side. But then, a lot of people who were against the dark side, well, you wouldn't understand. You're too young."
"That's what my dad said at the World Cup," said Ron with a trace of irritation in his voice. "Try us, why don't you?" A grin flashed across Sirius's thin face.
"All right, I'll try you."
He walked once up the cave, back again, and then said, "Imagine that Voldemort's powerful now. You don't know who his supporters are. You don't know who's working for him and who isn't. You know he can control people so that they do terrible things without being able to stop themselves. You're scared for yourself and your family and your friends. Every week, news comes of more deaths, more disappearances, more torturing. The Ministry of Magic's in disarray. They don't know what to do. They're trying to keep everything hidden from the Muggles. But meanwhile, Muggles are dying too. Terror everywhere. Panic, confusion. That's how it used to be."